不就是四福音的故事？
Isn't this the story of the four gospels?
这不就是使徒行传的故事？
Isn't this the story of Acts?
等到我们主升天以后，
After our Lord ascended,
你还记不记得彼得跟约翰？
Do you remember Peter and John?
他们后来到了撒玛利亚的村庄。
They went into the village of Samaria.
你记不记得早在主耶稣在地上的时候？
So do you remember when our Lord was still on earth?
我们礼拜四要经过好多的村庄。
We're going to go through many villages on Thursday.
结果圣经告诉我们，人家都不接待我们的。
The Bible tells us that none welcomed our Lord.
结果约翰就打雷了。
So John thundered.
雅各也打雷了。
James thundered.
所以主耶稣才叫他们叫雷子嘛。
That's why he called the Lord called the
thunder. 他怎么打雷呢？
How did they thunder?
他说主啊，求你从天上降火，把他们通通烧掉。
They prayed that the fire would come down from heaven and burn them all.
这是这些村庄所做的事。
This is what happened in the villages.
弟兄姊妹，我们主经过很多的村庄。
Our Lord went to many villages.
因为他的脸向着耶路撒冷。
Because he was faithful toward Jerusalem.
所以你拒绝我。
And therefore, the Lord, the people despised.
不接待我们。
They didn't welcome our Lord.
然后你看见他这两个人就打雷了。
And then these two people thundered.
主就对他们说。
And the Lord said,
你不知道这个雷是什么样的雷。
You don't know what the spirit is.
我们说约翰像什么？像很女性化的。
We did say that John has a feminine side to him.
女性化应该都很温柔的。
Then people who are more feminine are probably more mellow, right?
不一定的。
Not.
如果你在这有单身的弟兄或者单身的姊妹，
If you have a single brother or single sister,
你如果观察一个弟兄或者一个姊妹的话，
If you are looking at a brother or a sister,
外面可能温柔，
Maybe outside you're very mellow,
里面可能不是这样，
But inside it might not be so.
外面你看这个约翰很温柔很温柔，
Outside you see John is very mellow,
但是你看里面像炸药一样，
But inside it's like a bomb,
像打雷一样，
It's like a thunder.
有的姊妹说，其实我的脾气很好。
Many sisters say, oh, I have a very good temperament.
结果主给我的好先生，一个先生就把我刺激这个样子。
And then, but then my Lord gave me a husband that kept pricking me and pricking me.
如果你里面是一团的面粉，
If inside of you, you have this flour,
你用火柴怎么点都点不起来的。
You can't light it up with a fire.
但如果里面炸药一点就爆掉了。
But if you have a dynamite powder inside, you put a fire, it would explode.
我们很喜欢约翰的嘴。
We love John.
还喜欢许多人喜欢用约翰这个名字。
We love to use the name John.
只有我们主认识他。
But only our Lord knew him.
你是个雷子，你会打雷的。
You are the son of thunder.
平常好得很，平常像天使。
Normally you're like an angel.
但到底打起雷来不得了。
But when you thunder, you thunder.
一打雷，那个多少人就死掉。
You thunder and many more die.
有的弟兄姊妹就这样子啊。
Some brothers and sisters like that.
弟兄姊妹，你会想到。
You will think.
这样的会打雷的约翰。
John like who can thunder like him.
主怎么样借着他的救赎，怎么样借着他生命进他那里面改变了他们。
How can he be changed as the life of the Lord went in him?
等他从升天以后，
After the Lord ascended,
又是彼得跟约翰。
Then it's Peter and John again.
别忘记讲，这些都是讲的彼得、雅各、约翰，都是指着当初最早最早的出埃及记来
说。Remember, Peter, John, and James, these were the original Shulamites.
结果他们就复活了，升天了以后。
After the Lord resurrection and ascended.
结果又是彼得、约翰被打发到撒玛利亚重建那个村庄去。
And again, remember Peter and John were sent to Samaria.
但这次不是从天上降火降下来。
But no longer did they pray that the fire would consume them.
这一次他们祷告，从天上把圣灵降下来。
This time the prayer was that the Holy Spirit would descend.
弟兄姊妹，他们走遍了撒玛利亚的。
They walked through all the villages in Samaria.
他们要看葡萄发芽开花没有。
They wanted to see whether the vine has budded.
他们要看石榴上了没有。
Whether the pomegranate has blossomed.
这个时候的彼得。
This time, this.
这个时候的约翰。
This John.
能够说。
Can say.
我在那里要将我的爱给。
It is at this place that I give you my love.
不一样的彼得。
Very different Peter.
不一样的。
Very different, John.
同样是田间
Same village.
同样是村庄
Same countryside and village.
弟兄姊妹，这不是第七章的故事吗？
Isn't this the story of chapter 7?
所以，如果你从第一章一直读到第七章，
If you read from chapter 1 to chapter 7,
很稀奇的故事，
It's quite amazing.
很自然的就叫你想起。
Very naturally reminds you.
这些故事那是四福音的故事。
The stories of the four gospels.
如果这些四福音的故事居然在雅各里面出现了，
If these stories in the four Gospels appear in the Song of Songs,
这不是预言。
If it's not prophecy, what is it?
而这些预言在还没有故事还没发生一千年以前。
And before the stories actually happened, 1,000 years before,
就像诗篇二十二篇一样。
Just like Psalm 22.
你看见已经把那幅图画很美丽的为我们描写。
The picture very beautifully has been painted for us.
所以就是。
So brothers and sisters,
我们从这些地方。
From these places,
我们知道说雅各不止有历史的背景。
We know that there is not only a historical setting,
有地理的背景，
there's a geographical setting.
更重要的，
more importantly,
它有预言的背景，
there's a prophetic setting.
结果我们叫它的应验是应验在雅各，应验在四福音跟使徒行传。
And the fulfillment is in the Gospels and in Acts.
所以现在清楚了。
Now it's clear.
我们的主当然就是我们的主。
Of course, the Lord is a follower.
我们当然就是他的属灵。
Of course, we are his Shulamites.
所以感谢。
Thank the Lord.
当你看见这些话很奇妙应验在四福音的时候，
When you see these words wonderfully fulfilled in the four Gospels,
现在你找到那把解释的钥匙。
Now you have the key to interpret.
当你再来读雅各的，
When you read Song of Songs once again,
雅各不一样。
Song of Songs is no
different. 所以这一次我们的目的，
So our purpose this time
是雅各的再思 rethinking of Song of Solomon.
Is the rethinking of the Song of Songs.
为什么我们在思呢？
Why are we thinking?
当主开我们眼睛，明白他历史的背景。
When the Lord opens our eyes and we understand the historical,
明白他地理的背景。
Understand the geographical setting.
也明白他预言的背景。
And the prophetical setting.
现在主把一把钥匙为我们解开。
The Lord will give us a key to open.
所以我们从下一堂开始。
So from the next message on,
我们就根据这些主所给我们看见。
We will based upon what the Lord has shown us.
我们再把雅各再温习。
We will review Song of Songs once again.
你会发现没有把过去弟兄姊妹所看见推翻没有。
You will see that we are not going to turn over what brothers and sisters have seen in the past.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
所有在教会里面给我们看都是真实都是宝贵。
We've seen many precious and truths from things in the past.
但是你看见的更深了。
But now you can see something deeper.
你看见的更明白了。
Something clearer.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这一次不光借着信息。
Not only through messages.
我们也就只有也借着实际的见证。
And also through field trips.
让这一卷书能够很清清楚楚地显在我们的面前。
So that this book can very clearly be presented before us.
我先有点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you.
你是在恩待我们。
You are grateful.
你把这些话赏给我们。
You have given these words to us.
但我们凡有耳朵都能听。
May all of us who have ears, may we
都能够听你对我们所说的话。
May we hear what you say.
我们求你继续说。
We ask that you continue to speak.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
And Jesus, victorious.